All right, so we've got another deep dive for you. And this one, well,
This one is
it's
interesting.
a little different than what we normally look at.
Yeah, I mean, it's
We always get some really weird stuff sent our way for these deep dives, but
this one is certainly unique.
yeah, this one is unique. It's I don't know, like unsettling is the right word.
It's definitely unsettling.
It's about this Massachusetts clown is what everybody's calling it.
Right.
But we've got a couple different sources that are pointing to this whole thing. And
Yeah, it seems like all roads lead to this like Instagram account.
yeah, and we've got this big write-up somebody did about it.
Which I guess is interesting because it specifically says it's a fictional narrative.
Right.
But I think there's something there. I
Right.
think there's something there about, even though it is explicitly labeled as fiction, it's really tapping into some kind of like primal fear.
Totally. I mean, isn't that kind of like the point of any good horror story, though?
That's true. That's true.
Whether it's a book or a movie or just, a creepypasta that somebody made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the way this one's written, it really
It gets under your skin.
it gets under your skin.
For
Yes.
sure. So, okay, so let's like get into it.
Yeah, let's break this thing down.
Okay, so the story, it's set in the 1930s in Massachusetts.
Okay, a classic.
Classic kind of creepy New England vibes, right?
Classic haunted New England for sure.
So picture this. You've got this big old mansion,
Okay.
and there's this wealthy couple who they adopt this little boy.
All right.
So far, so good,
That's
right?
so far so bad.
But here's where things start to go bad.
Okay.
They've got this nanny.
Oh.
This nanny is truly awful. Like, I don't even understand this level of cruelty to a child.
Yeah, the details they give in this thing are pretty rough.
It's rough, right? So
Yeah.
she won't let this poor kid eat dinner with the family.
Wow.
She won't let him talk unless she gives him permission.
Oh my
And
gosh.
get this, every single night she locks him in the basement,
Oh.
in the dark, cold basement.
That's terrible.
It's awful. It's truly awful. And the only thing that this little boy has is this like beat up old clown doll.
Oh God, a clown doll.
Right. Yeah, already creepy, right?
Starting off with the creep factor at like an 11.
Seriously.
Oh man.
So the kid, he's down there in this basement all alone night after night.
Right.
So he starts talking to this doll.
Well, I mean, what else is he gonna do?
I know, right? What else is he gonna do? But then it gets even weirder.
Okay, weirder how?
The doll starts talking back to him.
Oh,
Right? Like, well, a talking doll, it's like horror movie 101.
yeah, where do you even go from there?
Exactly, but think about it from the kid's perspective.
Yeah.
He's all alone.
Yeah.
He's been completely isolated and traumatized.
Right.
So maybe his mind is just, creating this
It's their
fantasy.
coping mechanism.
Exactly.
Or
Or maybe.
maybe it's something else.
Right.
Maybe there really is something going on with this doll.
Yeah, so then the nanny, she starts hearing things too.
Oh.
Like whispers and muffled giggles coming from the basement when the boy's down there by himself.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good. And she even like sees things moving around down there.
Okay, now I'm getting creeped out.
Right, me too. So she goes down to the basement to confront the kid. And she's like, "What is going on down here? Why am I hearing all this noise?"
Yeah.
And the kid just looks at her and says, "He takes care of me now."
Oh, God. No, no,
I
no.
know.
Okay, so who is he?
Right, who is he? It's so chilling.
That sends shivers down my spine just thinking about it.
And then it gets even
But he
worse.
gets worse than that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So later that night, there's this huge storm.
Classic.
Right, classic horror movie setup.
Of course.
And the couple, they hear screams coming from the basement. They
No.
go running down there and they find the nanny dead.
Oh my God.
And the way they describe her is like she died of pure terror.
Like how?
Wide eyes, twisted smile, like her face is frozen in this horrifying expression.
God, that's so creepy.
And there's a little boy just standing there holding the clown doll.
Oh no.
And the doll, it looks different.
Different. How?
That's the thing they don't really say.
Oh, come
They just
on.
say it looks more real, more alive.
More alive. What does that even mean?
Right, like, did it sprout teeth or something?
Did it start blinking?
I don't know, but it's clearly not just a regular doll anymore.
That is just so unsettling.
So the family, they completely freak out.
I would too.
Right, they grab the kid, they get out of that house as fast as they can, and they never look back.
Okay, but what about the kid?
Oh yeah, the kid, he disappears too.
He disappears.
Yep, gone without a trace.
Okay, so is that it?
You would think, right, but no.
Oh God, there's more.
There's more.
All right, hit me with it.
Decades later, people start seeing this creepy clown hanging around the town.
A clown.
Yeah, and he's luring kids away.
What?
And get this, he's whispering to them, "My little monster."
My little
That's
monster.
so creepy, right? So clearly, this has got to be connected to that little boy and that doll from all those years ago.
Right. But how?
That's the big question.
Okay, but back up a sec.
Okay.
So, like we said at the beginning, this whole story, it's made up.
Right.
We've got this fictional narrative analysis thing that was sent to us, and it's like straight up says, obviously the story is not real, but doesn't mean we can't have a little fun with it.
Yeah. And the Instagram account source snippets thing,
Yeah.
it makes it pretty clear that this is just people, you know, having some fun with a scary story.
Right. So we're not talking about like documented history here.
No,
Yeah.
but even though it's not real, it's still super creepy. And I think it's interesting to think about why that is.
Totally. I mean,
Yeah.
like, what is it about this story that gets under our skin?
Right. And I think it's because it plays on some very real fears.
Okay, like what?
Like the fear of something happening to children.
Yeah, children are so vulnerable.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
the fear that, you know, sometimes bad things happen and there's no explanation for them.
That's true. And I think the idea of like the doll coming to life,
Right.
that taps into our fear of the unknown, the uncanny.
Totally. It's like something that's supposed to be innocent and harmless becomes something terrifying.
For sure.
So, you know, put on our thinking caps here and try to come up with some theories about what might have happened.
Okay, so we're going full Mulder and Scully on this.
Exactly. We've got this theories and conclusions document that practically begs us to speculate.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so first of all, what if the nanny wasn't just mean?
Okay.
What if she was like sensing something evil in the house?
Interesting. So maybe she was trying to protect the family from something?
Maybe, or maybe she was trying to protect herself.
Oh, even creepier.
Right?
So what if the doll wasn't the only thing that was like supernatural or whatever in that house?
Oh, that's a good point.
What if the nanny was like caught in the middle of some kind of paranormal battle?
Whoa.
And her cruelty towards the boy was like a way of trying to control whatever was going on.
Or what if she was trying to appease it?
Ooh, that's
Right.
creepy.
Like, what if she thought that by mistreating the boy, she could, like, satisfy some evil entity?
Okay, now we're getting into some dark territory.
I know, right?
But it makes you wonder, like, why was she so cruel?
Seriously, it's not normal behavior?
No, it's not.
Okay, so here's another theory.
Hit me.
What if the boy didn't actually disappear?
Okay.
What if he became the clown?
Whoa.
Right, but the doll is still like a part of him
It's
somehow?
like a parasitic entity.
Yeah, like it's feeding off of his rage or something.
And it's controlling him.
Maybe. And remember how they said the doll looked more real, more alive after the nanny died?
Yeah.
What if that's because it had like merged with the boy in some way?
They become
Yeah.
one entity.
Exactly. And that's why he's still using that phrase, "my little monster."
Because that's how the nanny used to talk to him.
Right. It's like the cycle of abuse just keeps repeating itself.
Oh man, that's heavy.
It is heavy.
So, are we thinking the doll is like the ultimate evil here?
Well, here's another thought.
Okay.
What if the doll didn't merge with the boy?
Okay.
What if it like absorbed his pain and rage and then it became its own
Like
thing?
it gained sentience.
Yeah. And now it's using the boy's trauma to lure in other victims.
Oh, that is so disturbing.
It is disturbing.
The idea of a doll like becoming this evil
I
entity.
know it's like a classic horror trope, but it still works.
It really does.
Okay, so let's try to break down some of the specifics of this story.
Okay.
Like those whispers that the nanny heard.
Yeah. What do you think those were?
Was it just the boy like ventriloquizing or something?
I don't know. It said she heard them when he was alone in the basement.
Right, so maybe it was the doll.
But, like, what would a doll whisper?
I don't know. Maybe it was speaking in some other language.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Right? Like some kind of ancient evil language.
Oh my God, I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
And what about the way the doll looked different after the nanny died?
Yeah, what changed?
Like, did its eyes start glowing or something?
Or maybe its smile got wider.
Or maybe it was just like a subtle shift in its posture.
Oh yeah, like it was suddenly sitting up straighter.
Or like its head was tilted at a weird angle.
That would be creepy.
Right, just something slightly off.
Enough to make you feel like something was really wrong.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about the clown decades later?
Yeah.
Like, why was he targeting children?
I think he was preying on their vulnerabilities.
Like what?
Like their loneliness, their fear of the dark.
Maybe he could sense kids who felt like outcasts.
Yeah, like they were already feeling like little monsters.
Oh, that's a good point.
And then he would come along and exploit that.
And that phrase, my little monster,
So creepy.
it's like a twisted term of endearment.
Right, but it's also dehumanizing.
Yeah, like he's claiming ownership over these kids.
Exactly.
This whole story is just so messed up.
It really is.
It makes you think about the lasting impact of trauma.
For sure. Like how something that happened to this boy when he was little could come back to haunt him and others years later.
And it makes you wonder about the things we surround ourselves with.
Like dolls.
Yeah, like what if those things are actually absorbing our energy, our emotions?
That's a creepy thought.
It is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Massachusetts clown,
Yeah.
what's the takeaway for you?
I think it's that even though the story is fictional, it still has something to teach us.
Okay, like what?
Like we need to be aware of the potential for cruelty.
Especially towards children.
Yes. And we need to recognize that trauma can manifest in unexpected ways.
And that sometimes the things that seem innocent and harmless.
Could actually be harboring something dark. It's a reminder to be careful about the things we let into our lives.
So here's a final thought for our listeners.
Okay.
If that doll really did become more alive after witnessing all that abuse,
Yeah.
what kind of twisted worldview would it have developed?
That's a good question.
And if it did somehow become the clown,
Yeah.
was it seeking revenge or
Yeah.
was it just perpetuating the cycle of cruelty?
That's something to think about.
It really is.
It makes you wonder about the true nature of evil.
For sure, and it makes you appreciate the importance of kindness and empathy.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, stay curious and stay safe out there.
And maybe stay away from creepy clown dolls.
Yeah, good advice.